Hey everyone, Robert Berger here. Just a quick reminder that we are only doing 25 actual episodes of the Faring Podcast this year, this 2022 year. But we're going to do our best to have some sort of filler content on the off weeks that we're going to shoot for every other Thursday. So like right now, this is going to be an off week. This is a conversation that Lee Scott and I just got into randomly after we recorded next week's episode. So this is recorded after episode 101, which will be released next week after this. But I thought it was a good clip. There's a post on pilotground.com. If you have not signed up for an account on pilotground.com, we encourage you to do so and consider joining the ground crew. It helps all the funding goes to help this podcast pretty much and run Pilotground. But you may have seen the video if you're listening to this. Lee Scott and I have not up until it was posted here in Pilotground. By Brennan. There's basically this guy who jumped out of his Taylor craft with a parachute. We're basically talking about this video, this post in here. The link is in the description of this podcast thing. I don't know what you call this. It's not an actual episode, but it kind of is. So it has like an episode description. So in that episode description, I'll post a link to the Pilotground article or the Pilotground post, I should say, that sparked this conversation between us. And yeah, hope you enjoy. Hope to see you on Pilotground.
Well, I mean, also, I was just looking at the notifications there. That there's something up with that Taylor craft and that dude.
Yeah.
Crashing it.
Yeah, fake. I mean, not fake.
He bailed out.
He bailed out too quick.
Oh, yeah, he did it for real.
I know.
But he had 6,000 more feet, though.
That could have been editing, though. That could have been editing. I'm sure. Maybe he was. Maybe that was. Maybe that was a 5-10 minute.
I don't think there was any. I don't think there was any cuts after the engine quit. I don't know. I have to watch it again. But
I need to watch it again too.
There was cuts. There was cuts. Maybe, that was edited, but to go faster.
Okay.
The dude took
off.
Yeah, there was flat spots, there was riverbeds. Like, I would have probably tried to land that thing. Or at least...
What on the engine failed? Because that prop was windmilling when it hit the ground.
I'd like to pull up the NTSB report on that. I'd like to pull up the NTSB report on that. They're going to look into that shit.
That thing was...
Well, I'm sure they are.
The engine was half embedded into the ground by the time the NTSB got there. They ain't gonna find anything.
You'd be amazed at what they can forensically pull from that shit, though.
No, that's true. That's true.
Maybe.
It's so fishy. So he didn't take a parachute with him. He wore a parachute the whole time. They're not comfy. It's not convenient to sit like that.
The guy claims he does it every single flight. He flies with a parachute.
So he has a social media presence. And he happens to just get this completely on video in his 1941 Taylor craft.
I like
and
how
he bails out like 6,000 feet early. And look how fast he's going. When that airplane hits the ground, it's cooking.
Right. And isn't
that thing should be. Go ahead.
One of my first thoughts was, and correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't a Taylor craft like one of the cheapest airplanes you can buy?
Yes, it is.
Like I've seen
you can get this for like 18 grand.
Yeah,
like, we're back down to 12, like, 10 or 12 grand.
I was gonna say like I saw them like for sale like a year or two ago, like annualed airworthy for like 12,000.
Yes.
So
yes.
He's in literally.
I don't know
like,
what they are now.
They might be a little. They're probably a little more than now, but he's in literally the cheapest airplane that you can buy probably. That I know of.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all...
Rob's drinking the Kool-Aid. Yeah, Rob is drinking the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I'm saying, based on only the video, there's nothing that would make me be like, okay, 100% that was set
up. No, I'm not saying 100%.
If we did,
I'm not saying 100%. I'm saying...
Not 100%.
I'm saying I'm definitely very skeptical.
Okay, yes. Social media guy. All right, obviously making a video like that's going to get you a ton more hits. Okay, right. There's motivation.
Yes.
All
right? Yeah.
With the title, I crashed my airplane.
Right.
That, but the fact that you are on social media, particularly YouTube, creating content is you guys were using it against him. Oh, we happen to have the airplane completely GoPro'd up for
no,
that.
No, I understand that. Well, he's always like, got it GoPro'd up.
If you're running
up,
a channel, I totally
understand that. The dude starts the video with a goddamn parachute on. Airplane's all GoPro'd up. He goes through this long song and dance about every single thing he's doing to lay the breadcrumbs, why he's got the parachute on, why he's doing this, why he's doing that, why he's going there, where he's going. And then he bails out at 8,000 feet when he's got 4,000 feet above the highest mountaintop close to him. And you can just watch him with his selfie stick taking pictures of it above him as he spirals down.
I probably wouldn't have my
selfie
stick.
And it smokes into the ground at 100 miles an hour, not 40 miles. It's a Taylor craft. Yeah. It's not a 172. That thing's got a stall speed like 38 miles an hour. How? Why does it smoke into the ground at 100? And look at the spot it landed on. The spot that it crashed itself onto was flat.
It's almost like,
look how much damage it made. You mean he couldn't have landed it better than that?
Well, I'm saying if I had a parachute on and knew how to use it.
Knew how to use it.
And and my engine failed, and I'm in an area of mountains and woods.
I'm all for that. I don't think that it just seems too convenient. It's too convenient.
Yes. I would probably jump. I would ditch that plane. If I was,
that's fine. But
I would wear
a parachute
while flying, though.
Who the f- carries a parachute while flying?
But
nobody.
If for some reason I was wearing it and I knew how to use it and I had engine failure over that type of terrain, I'd be like, I could probably, based on what I know about parachuting, I could probably guarantee my safety a lot more by parachuting into something than force landing this airplane into
probably
something.
Probably. It's just all too convenient. He's a YouTuber trying to get hits. He's got his cheapest plane that you can buy, all rigged up with cameras. Like, if he's a successful YouTuber, why has he got the cheapest plane you can buy? I don't know. I guess Taylor Craft's probably fun to fly, but still. Anyway, it's just...
YouTuber, that's a loose term.
Well, Maybe. Okay. Maybe. Anyway. It's too convenient. It's like, oh, here I am, all ready to go for this hit video. You know, it's like, I don't know. Just
yeah, yes.
You'd have to have a damn good YouTube channel to afford a Taylor craft off of your YouTube earnings.
We just said it's like $12,000. For a Taylor craft?
Yeah. Who knows how long he's owned it.
And if you're buying...
It could have been given to him for all we know.
And also, if you're buying a Taylor craft with the intention of crashing it, you don't care if it's the biggest piece of crap in the world. You can buy the cheapest plane that you can...
Right. As long as it gets you through the first couple thousand feet so you can bail out safely, who cares?
You don't even have to do a pre-purchase on it because you're flying with a parachute and you know it.
Nothing.
Right. Like,
That's right.
Oh, you could do a pre-purchase on it and your mechanic would be like, this thing shouldn't even fly, but whatever. You got a parachute. So,
I'll take it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
That's what I'm saying. He probably paid...
Like, he just... Everything about it.
How long has he had that Taylor craft? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. Maybe we look back on his channel and he's had it for
if it's like something his grandfather left him or something, then I'd say, okay, it's probably real. If this is like something that he just popped across like last week and then all of a sudden here I am, it's all rigged up and I'm diving into the ground, like, yeah, then I'm a little skeptical.
Man, maybe I would just my biggest thing about the whole thing is he bailed out really, really early.
Yeah.
He bailed out really, really early. There was no way he couldn't have. How did he even know
and
how far
he
would glide?
I feel like he went to a place over the mountains where he knew there was nobody around, so nobody's going to get hurt. And it would look like there was nowhere he could land it. Like, the perfect scenario. Like, so many things had to come together for that to be the answer for him to bail out.
He crashed into a bush. I feel like that's...
Who did? He did?
The guy at the end, yeah.
Yeah.
It was like a terrible spot to put the chute down. I feel like if you're doing it on purpose, you're going to try to set yourself up so you don't have cut
marks. He probably crashed into the bush on purpose. It's all part of it.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know.
Well, maybe, but also
nobody's going to die from crashing into a bush. So how can I make this more realistic? I'll crash into a bush.
There's that. Or you could have just plain misjudged.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's possible. It was minimal damage to him.
It's past my bedtime. Maximum, I got to get going. But
yeah, yeah. Okay.
I'm at a 50-50 on this. Scott. I would say I'm
70-30.
Yeah, actually, I'm probably more 70-30. I'm more 70-30.
I'm going to put this as a segment for the first Thursday in the new year before this episode comes out. So for that filler.
Okay.
I feel like this would be interesting.
I don't want to make enemies out of the dude. I know nothing. And I haven't watched the whole video.
If anybody knows this dude.
Have him come on the show and talk about it.
I would, if he's got a decent mic and a decent internet connection, and
I'm sure
is
he does.
Cool, I'm totally open to. Yeah, he's a YouTuber. You're welcome on the program. I'm fascinated by this whole situation.
100%, and I'm not knocking you for doing it. I'm just saying.
I'm not trashing the guy. I'm just saying it
seems a little
fishy. So many things line up.
Yeah.
I mean, is it possible? Yeah, but there's a lot of things that line up that make it too convenient.
Okay. Yeah. I got we're talking about, the thing we're talking about right now is on pilotground.com. If you type in the search bar new engine out procedure question mark. Brennan, see you later, Scott. There's a YouTube video that says I crashed my plane. I don't know what the guy's name is. Trevor Jacob. He's got 126K subscribers right now. And he basically, watch that video. Look it up on YouTube. I Crashed My Plane by Trevor Jacob, or find it on Pilot Ground for the discussion. If you're on Pilot Ground, if you got one of these exclusive seats where you can come into the community at the moment as you listen to this, new engine out procedure question mark by Brennan. It's one of the more interesting videos I've seen.
It is. Yeah. I mean, there's some questions that I'd have to think about them, but I have questions. I just have questions. When I see the videos that I see of people flying low and slow tail draggers through very picturesque, scenery and mountains and landscape and whatever, they're not doing it from 12,000 feet. I don't know. This guy wasn't 12,000 feet. I don't know how high he was. I need to watch the video again. But like, if you do it at 8,000 feet, that's high. That's very high. I've gone to 5,500 in a J3 and people think I'm crazy. So when I see somebody in a Taylor craft, which, is a higher performance than a J3, not by much, similar horsepower. So the climb is probably similar. That would take you forever to get up that high. And for why? To clear the mountain by 2,000 or 3,000 or 4,000 feet. I don't know. It is just, it's odd to me that the parachute, he was so high, he bailed out so early in a remote area. Now, granted, the remote area can go multiple ways. Yes, the airplane can go down somewhere and it won't hurt anybody, but also you're going down somewhere with a parachute. Hopefully nothing happens so that you can at least call for help or whatever. That could be bad. You could turn a fake emergency into a real emergency very quickly. So I get all of that. How good is he at parachuting and all that shit? Must be pretty good, probably, to feel like that's safer in his mind, safer than riding the airplane down to 2,000 or 3,000 feet and then jumping. I don't know. I don't know what the effective altitude is for a parachute typically.
Yeah, I think it's hard to put yourself in that situation.
Yeah, especially when. Very, very hard. If it was factual, that is not the decision that I'm worried about making. Like, it's not like, oh, I chose to put it on this riverbed versus into these trees. That's not the type of decision we're talking about. We're talking about the dude was already prepared to bail out of the airplane. And guess what he did? He bailed out of the airplane. Like, do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm not putting myself in any position. It's not like a right or wrong, bail out of the airplane or don't. He's saying the airplane, for some odd reason, the engine failed. It was stopped up at altitude, but then in the footage afterwards, when it hit the ground, the prop was windmilling. How was it trimmed? Why was it going so fast? Like, I know, like, it takes a fair amount to windmill these props.
Well, talking about the episode we just recorded, which, if you're listening, this will, if I use this where I plan on using it, it'll be next week's episode. If you have your aircraft trimmed for straight and level flight with you in it, and then you're the weight of you is no longer in that seat, is it not going to pitch down more? Is that not going? Because he's probably not adjusting the trim for post him jumping out to make it nice and even.
Yeah, he's probably got it trimmed for... Now, I saw him some of the sides. I think I saw him kind of pitching with the yoke, like maybe to get back towards best glide or stall, or I don't know what he was doing, but I saw some pretty good pullbacks the yoke.
Yeah, I wondered about that myself when I saw there some serious control deflections.
But he's got it so... Yeah, you got to have it slow in order for the prop to not windmill. It does. I mean, it takes a lot, but it doesn't take that much. So I don't know if I can go out on a limit. Now, if it's an A65, that's a very low compression engine. It does not take that much to windmill. I have not dead sticked. I didn't know. I guess it technically dead sticked, but I didn't know it at the time. And I've rolled out on the runway and the engine has stopped. Like, I've been on final, throttle to idle, come in, roll out, engine's not even running. You didn't even know. You know what I mean? Like, I've had that happen. So, like, that's 55, 60 miles an hour had, in my case, in a J3. Now, granted, it probably had low compression, too. So, it was probably easier to windmill than average, but it windmilled just fine at 60 miles an hour. So, I don't know. I'm just saying... It was not windmilling up at altitude, and this guy is like, what, like right off the stall? Like, what is he pitching like that for? Like, I don't quite understand. It's not that much of an emergency when you're at 8,000 feet. Not that much, especially when you got a parachute.
You'd probably be panicking, though.
Well, he made it seem, it seemed from what I remember, that it was pretty realistic panic. Like, oh, man, I prepare for this with this parachute and everything, but now I'm...
Actually may have to use this thing.
Yeah. So, but the truth may lie somewhere in the middle. Like, was it like, hey, this thing's going to die any day now? Is today the day? Like, that's not that far. Like, that's not that far from what I'm saying. That's not that far from a true emergency. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, this, you know, it's got oil, but it's only got one quart. You know, it's got four cylinders, but only one of them's making compression. You know, I mean, there's like, how far one way or the other before it's the truth of one versus the other end of the spectrum. I mean, it's an old airplane with, you know, maybe a wore out engine, and today was just the day, and he didn't know when the day was going to come. I don't know.
And the luck of, just luckily was over mountains where... You don't have to worry about the airplane crashing or anything.
Man, yeah, how much do you worry? If that's the decision you're worried about making, it's like, oh, am I going to save myself or am I going to worry about where this airplane's going to end up? If you're worried about where the airplane's going to end up, you don't bail out at 8,000 feet. I don't know how high he was. It seemed high.
Yeah.
It seemed high.
Because you'd be liable, I feel like, if you were to do that and your plane went into, like, somebody died.
Dude, yeah, how could you not be?
Yeah.
Because the FAA is going to ask the same questions, like, well, you bailed out at 8,000 feet. Couldn't you have, you know, trimmed it up for 40? Like, full aft, what do you care? You're jumping out in a second anyways. Let the last thing that you're hanging on to be the trim, basically. And, you know, give it, push it full forward with one hand, trim all the way aft with the other. So you're at the slowest possible speed and it will find its own best glide, basically. Full aft, jump out. As you release the yoke, you're out of the airplane. But of course, I'm looking at it through the lens of I'm not in an emergency situation about to jump out of my plane. I get all of that. I get all the GoPro, but it's just weird that there's so many GoPros. He's got a GoPro and a selfie stick, all these things. He goes through the whole topic of this is what I'm doing, this is where I'm going, all these things. I'm in a 1941 Taylor. I mean, it's just, there's just too, it's almost like too much information to just tell me you're going to spread ashes.
He's a YouTuber with 100,000 plus subscribers. So
126,000, I think you said. And that's also my point.
Yeah, it's...
When you got nothing else to do, let's why don't we just go wreck a $10,000 airplane?
Well, it's also...
And it maybe ran out of gas.
You're always going to have...
There's no explosion.
You're always going to have cameras all over the airplane when you're going to do a vlog.
I suppose... Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, if I had the GoPros, I'd be doing it too. I'd be like, doing it too.
You know, I mentioned Jared Watney on the program before. He's more of a yachting guy, but he does have an aviation channel as well where he does that stuff. Jared Watney's got his plane loaded up to the, you know, nines with GoPros when he's flying around South Africa.
I wonder how many parachutes he has on board. Parachutes and milk jugs.
I don't think Jared does parachuting where this Trevor Jacob individual seems like he's into the parachuting, paragliding stuff with parachutes type stuff.
And isn't that convenient?
I
the one guy who's an expert
I
parachuting.
I don't. That's if he wasn't, this would have been a video about how he crashed and landed it in the riverbed.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, which also could have been maybe almost more useful. I don't know.
Yeah. Like, if he didn't have the parachute on him, maybe it would have just been a video where he crashed in the riverbed or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's a YouTube video about how he crashed in the riverbed. But Trevor Jacob, you're welcome to come on the program, get a hold of us, and we'll gladly have you on an episode, and you can explain if you want. If you don't want, it's totally cool. No worries at all. But yeah. We'll extend the invitation to the Faring podcast if you are so inclined.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all I got. We'll probably put this in the first Thursday of the year. We're going to try to do maybe some filler content in between actual episodes when we can, just to give you guys something on the off Thursdays when we're not doing real episodes every Thursday anymore. But yeah, so we'll see.
Yep. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Later.
See ya.